Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mr. President, for almost a year now, the genocide and humanitarian catastrophe has continued unchecked in Gaza. Lives have been lost, houses have been demolished, infrastructure has been destroyed. What is left is over 1 million Palestinians crammed to seek refuge in a small enclave, so-called safe zone, has also been targeted. Mr. President, Israel has expanded its aggression into the West Bank. Not just that, it has gone further by launching attacks against Lebanon. The international community cannot continue to sit idle. Israel is not above the law. The impunity must end. The war crimes must be stopped. The accountability must be upheld. This council has the responsibility to ensure compliance with international human rights law and international humanitarian law. As a UN member, Israel must cooperate with the Council and its mechanisms. Assessed by Commission of Inquiry, Special Rapporteur, and other mandate holders must be granted. The Council adopted an important resolution 55/28, demanding all states to cease the sale, transfer, and diversion of arms to Israel. The international community should implement this resolution. Mr. President, the ICJ ruling on Israel occupation on Palestine is crystal clear. It is in violation of international law and must come to an end. Malaysia welcomes the adoption of the UNGA resolution on 17 September, emphasizing the collective responsibility and legal obligations of all states and international organizations to end Israel's illegal occupation while calling for justice for the Palestinians. Here, the Council has the role to ensure the implementation of ICJ's decision and UNGA resolution in their entirety without delay. Malaysia is fully committed to supporting the Palestinian cause towards having their own independent and sovereign state based on the pre-1967 borders with East Jerusalem at its capital. Thank you.